Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. March 1st, 2021. Michael Leitman, on Quora, why does music heal our pain? Music acts on our sense of hearing, which is the most sensual of the five senses. When there is a properly tuned harmony, it affects us, almost instantaneously. A few beats is all it takes to draw us in. Likewise, music has the ability to raise our moods, to calm and to heal us. Nonetheless, it is still merely an earthly means for doing so, and we should not be deceived that it is anything more than that. Much of how music affects us has to do with how we have been raised. We have to understand the music we listen to. For instance, indigenous cultures typically will not understand classical music, and those raised strictly on classical music will not understand contemporary music. However, despite the different kinds of music, it remains a very powerful accompaniment to humanity's history. According to the wisdom of Kabbalah, music is at the level of Bina, which is the sense of hearing. Based on the TV program, News with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman, on January 18, 2021. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. The Oral and the Written Torah. Question: what is the Oral Torah and the Written Torah? Answer: the Oral Torah means that both the teacher and the student are together on a certain spiritual degree and are communicating with each other through it. The Written Torah is when everything they have attained is getting written down into the texts and passed through them from one to another. Question: this means that what Moses received from the Creator on Mount Sinai is the Oral Torah. And when, after 1,000 years, all this was written down, then from the point of view of Kabbalah, this is no longer considered oral. Answer: from the point of view of Kabbalah, the Oral Torah is everything that a person attains within himself. It is practically impossible to describe or convey this because it depends only on the attainment of the person to whom you want to convey it. From Cab TV's Spiritual States, June 3, 2019. When will wars end? Question: at what level must the group be so that the wars in the world will end and aggressions disappear? Answer: this requires recognition of evil to which, if not everyone, then at least the main desires of humanity, the main kelim, vessels, must come. They do not have to be fully corrected, but they must reach the recognition of evil and yearn for connection between them so that the positive force that they intend to nurture between them will connect them. Then all the wars in the world will stop. In the meantime, they are necessary to force humanity to yearn for the good. If it were not for wars, people would not feel that they need to connect in any way. Indeed, evil is not really bad. It is simply an unfulfilled good that we are too lazy to fill. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, December 2, 2018.